Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. And we're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a wonderful day today. And we're moving on through the month of April. Hard to believe. 1 week from today will be the last day of April. And we're ready to turn the calendar to May. And we'll be in the fifth month of 2024 already. Hard to believe how quickly this year is moving on. But this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, I want to share something with you today from the book of Exodus. Exodus, second book of the Bible, chapter 14. Exodus, chapter 14, beginning at verse number 10. And the Bible says, when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, for we may serve, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than for we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. All right, I want to talk to you about never look back, or never turn back. The children of Israel have left Egypt. It's a picture of salvation for the Christian. Egypt is always a picture of the world. Pharaoh, a type of Satan. And so God delivers us from the world. He delivers us from Satan, from the kingdom of darkness, and translates us into the kingdom of his dear son. He delivers us from bondage and from sin and the world and from Satan. How? The same way the Israelites were, the blood of the Lamb. They took that blood and applied it to the doorpost. We take the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and apply it to our heart. And God told Israel, this day should be a day that's much observed. Well, the day of our salvation ought to be much observed. Oh, I'll never forget that. Sweet night on my knees. The joy of that hour. It's never left me. It's life's sweetest memory. This old world tries to erase, but I'm saved by his mercy, and I'm redeemed by his grace. Oh, I remember when I knelt down that little country church in Hartville, Ohio, and asked the Lord to save me. Oh, and then God led them. He led them by a cloud by day and a fire by night. And we're led after salvation by the Spirit of God and through the Word of God. The world, but you understand what we learn here is the world won't leave you alone. The devil won't leave you alone, my friend. The Pharaoh and his armies pursued after the Israelites. And now they think they have them pinned at the Red Sea. There's no hope. There's no way out. And so Israel begins to complain. Oh, we had it better in Egypt. Oh, we're better to be slaves and die out here in the wilderness. And Moses said, listen, this is where you look to God. This is where God will take care of us. And you know, he parted the Red Sea. And the Israelites went through on dry ground. And when the Egyptians tried to pursue them, their chariot wheels got stuck in the muck and the mud of the sea. And then God brought the waters down and drowned them all. Later on in chapter 16, they're hungry. And again, they start thinking about Egypt, thinking about going back. And God sent quail to them. Man in the morning and quail at night. And then, and again, thirsty in chapter 17. And they thought of Egypt and returning back to Egypt again. They really never had the faith in God they should have had. But they never had the victory they could have had either. It's interesting in the book of Hebrews 11, which is God's hall of faith, if you will, kind of God's hall of fame. It's in Hebrews 11, in verse number 15, it says, but now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. That's verse 16. Verse 15 is what I was looking for. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country in which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Abraham, talking about Abraham here and Sarah, how they journeyed. And they left Ur of the Chaldees, and a heathen, idolatrous nation. And they never went back. You know why? He never thought about it. The Bible says he looked for a better country. He looked for a heavenly city, that one that was prepared for him. And so he never thought about it, so he never went back. Listen, I'm talking to people today. You're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. You've trusted the Lamb of God to take away your sin. And now the devil's chasing you, and the world is chasing you. And you're tempted at times to go back. You're thinking about the old crowd, the old friends, the old places, the old group. And you're, can I help you? Can I help you today? You're not going to be happy going back. You're not going to be happy in that old life. You're not going to be happy returning to Egypt. You know why? There's a new nature in you. That's why. And now with that new nature, I got news for you. You're not going to enjoy the world. You have become a new creature in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God. One time a king had an operation, a pig, they operated on him and put a lamb's nature in him. And they placed him in the meadow. But that hog remembered the old life and the mud hole and how much fun it used to be. And so he goes and he jumps in. But then he thinks to himself, this isn't how I remember it. It's not fun like it used to be. What had changed? He got a new nature put in him. And he would never enjoy the hog pen again. And I can stay. Listen, if I stay with the old crowd, I won't enjoy it anymore. Why? I've been saved. I have a new nature. How can I keep from going back? How can I keep from going? That's what the Bible calls backsliding. How can I keep from going backwards? How can I keep what God told Moses? You tell the people to go forward. The only direction ever in the Christian life is forward, never backward. Number one, don't be mindful of it. Get rid of those things that remind you of the old life. That's one of the reasons why you ought to dress differently once you're a Christian. The outside ought to match the inside. I'm not interested in reminding myself of the old life. You know, the Bible says when the disciples, they didn't just follow Jesus, they forsook all and followed him. My haircut, my language, my music, my attire, everything ought to remind people of my new life, not my old life. If I'm mindful of the old life, I might have opportunity to return, because you will do what you think about and you will be miserable. You'll never be happy doing that again. It won't work. That's why it's important when you go to church, that church doesn't remind you of the world. That's why we come to church. It's unlike the atmosphere in the world. I'm not trying to make people mindful of their old life. You'll come in, and how many times have I heard people say, boy, the church today reminds me of the rock and roll concerts I used to go to in the 70s and 80s and even into the 90s. Yeah, the darkness and the lights and the music and the rock music and all that goes along with it. Why? You're just making people mindful of the old country, mindful of Egypt, mindful of the old life. My friend, church ought not to be that way. You ought to come into church and nobody ever came into church and heard Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, or the old rugged cross, or We Have Heard the Joyful Sound, Jesus Saves, and no one ever came in and heard those songs being sung and said, yeah, it reminds me of the bar I used to go to. Reminds me of the tavern down the road there where we used to shoot pool. No. See, we're not trying to remind you of where you've been. We're trying to remind you of where you're going. We're looking for the destination, not where we've come from, but where we're arriving to. When you get saved and you're saved to follow Jesus Christ and grow in faith, fulfill his will for your life, then you don't be mindful of the old. How do you do that? You don't think of it. You don't remember it. You don't practice the habits of it. You don't dress like it. You don't talk like it. You don't keep listening to music of it. I live like the country I'm going to, not the one I'm coming from. I'm trying to create an atmosphere in my life that will not remind me of my old life. It seems like people just, like their little boy who kept falling out of bed. And he would call, Mama come in, pick him up, put him back in bed, and he'd fall out again and said, son, what is the problem? And he said, I guess I'm staying too close to the getting in place. And that happens to believers. You get so close, you just got in by faith in Christ, and then you never grow in grace. You never listen to the Lord and make changes. Every change you make that God speaks to your heart about, you're taking a step further away from ever going back to the old life. And so allow God to make those changes. Every time He speaks to your heart, listen to Him. And create an atmosphere in your life that will not remind you of your old life. Abraham and Sarah, Hebrews tells us, never went back to Ur of the Chaldees. Why? They didn't think about it. So as you as a new Christian or as a believer, if you're an older Christian and you're setting out to live for God, do you please Christ? Open your closet. Open your dresser drawers. Do your clothing show your new life in Christ, or does it remind you of the old life? Your reading material, your television watching, your internet searches, your streaming choices, the friends that you have, the church you attend. Does it remind you of where you're going or where you've been? That's why the Bible says that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, but to exhort one another. That means encourage one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. And so we ought to be reading so much the more, not so much the less. You know why? The Bible says, Colossians 3, set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, you have to change the way you think, and you'll change the way you live. Thinking determines living. Let's be mindful of where we're going, not where we've been. That's how you never turn back. You don't allow it to come into your mind. You bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Anything that rises up against what the knowledge of God, what we know to be true about God, we cast it out and we put it in with the truth and the promises of God. Don't never, never, never go back. But the only way you'll go back is you'll be mindful of it first and you'll think about it. So let's clean out of our lives things that would remind us of the old life and would cause us to want to return, because you'll never be happy there, my friend. You'll never be satisfied. Well, I hope that's been a help to you today, and I hope there'll be encouragement to you. And let's make it a great Tuesday, okay? And then, Lord willing, tomorrow on the broadcast, we'll talk about so great salvation. All right. Now, let me remind you, church tomorrow night is at 6:30. And also remind you, you can listen to these as podcasts, these broadcasts on the Apple Tunes, and also on iHeartRadio, and also on YouTube, and I think also on Spotify. I think we're on all those venues now, or platforms, and you can pick them up as a podcast if you miss the broadcast over the airwaves, and you can listen to our website as well. Usually the next day, they'll be up, and you can check things out at the website, as well as links to our Facebook page and YouTube channel, all right? Listen, thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Until tomorrow, I'm Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.